It's me again, Hank the Cow Dog. The mystery began one evening towards the end of May, as I recall. Yes, it was May. I'm sure it was because May is a three-letter word that, if spelled backwards, comes out yam. A yam is a sweet potato, don't you see, and is similar to a regular Irish potato. What does all this have to do with the case of the raging Rottweiler? Be patient, I'm getting there. See, in the security business, we often employ little memory tricks to help us recall the many facts and clues we encounter in our work. Example, May spelled backwards comes out yam. A yam is a form of potato, right? You will be shocked to know that the night this adventure began, Slim cooked himself a baked potato for supper. You see the connection now? It all fits together. May, yam, Irish potato, and baked potato. And that's how I remember that this case began in May. Pretty clever, huh? You bet. In the security business, we often employ... I've already said that. Where were we? We were at the beginning, and that happens to be the point at which most of these mysteries begin. It all began, as I recall, around the middle of June. We were in the grip of a heat wave, day after day of temperatures over 100 degrees. Terrible heat. And also very dry. No rain. Our spring grass had turned brown. The buffalo grass had stopped growing. Stock ponds were drying up and turning into mud holes. Slim was keeping a close watch on our windmills, checking them every other day instead of the usual twice a week. Have we discussed the importance of windmills on a cattle ranch? Maybe not, but I guess we should. On a ranching operation such as this one, most of our water for the livestock is pumped out of the ground by windmills. Nothing is more important in the summertime than a supply of fresh water. If cattle run out of water, fellers, we have big problems. We either have to haul water to the cattle in a water trailer or move the cattle to another pasture. What makes the water situation especially scary is that if the wind quits blowing, the windmills quit turning. All of them. And then we have water problems everywhere at once. Our situation wasn't quite that serious. It was hot and dry, but the wind was still blowing and turning those windmills. And for that, we were grateful.